been better. Okay, chapter 12 of the 14 chapters that I had intended to cover.
那么我在这十四章中会讲到十二章。
Chapter, there's 15 chapters in Harinam Chintamani.
那么 Harinam Chintamani 这本书一共有十五章。
But chapter 15 is very esoteric, it's very elevated.
但是呢，这个第十五章呢，它是这个描述的境界是特别特别高深的。
So I hadn't planned to discuss it.
所以呢，我不打算跟大家来讨论这一章节。
And it works out that I won't be discussing it.
所以呢，我们在就是讨论这前面的这些章节。
Chapter 12 ends the 10 offenses.
那么第十二章在从第十二章就结束了对这十项冒犯的讨论。
Is there one more? Here's chapter 13.
这是第十三章的内容。
Thinking in terms of I and mine. This is attachment to material things, even after understanding so many instructions.
那么即便了解了很多关于这种灵性的教导，仍然非常依附这物质的依附，关于我和我的这样的依附，这也是一种冒犯。
So chapters 4 through chapter 13, that's the 10 offenses.
所以呢，从《海浪请他们里圣明点经时》第四章一直到第十三章，讨论的都是十项冒犯。
And then chapters 14 and 15 are further explanations of chanting. So we won't be discussing those while we're here.
所以呢，我们就不在这里讨论第十四章和第十五章的内容。
But this is such an important offense to be avoided.
所以呢，这个冒犯是我们必须要需要避免的一个重点。
We're going to hear Haridas Thakur say.
我们在这里可以看到 Haridas Thakur 说道。
That this offense is the root of all the other offenses.
这个冒犯是所有其他冒犯的根源。
Maybe you remember, some of you may remember, my teaching Madhurya Kandamani here in Beijing.
大家还记得吗？当我来到北京讲 Madhurya Kandamani 这本书的时候，其中提到了。
In chapter 4 of Madhurya Kandamani,
在 Madhurya Kandamani 这本书的第四章，
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says,
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 这样说的。
To overcome the impurities of heart or anartha, accumulation of unwanted things in the heart.
为了去除掉积累在心中的这些 anartha 不洁的欲望，
one has to overcome the 10 offenses.
那么一个人就应该学会克服，避免这十项冒犯。
We have to come to pure holy name.
我们必须要到达纯粹唱诵圣名的阶段。
And there he teaches the same message.
而且在这本书里面也给出了同一个教导。
This one, if we can do just this one thing,
如果能够做到一件事情，
be fully attentive when chanting.
这一件事情就是完全专注地唱诵圣名。
We can come to the pure holy name.
我们就能够到达纯粹唱诵圣名的阶段，进入到纯粹圣名的当中。
Sounds pretty important, right?
听上去是非常重要的，是不是？
It's really important.
的确是非常重要。
So I'm glad that there's some of us here to discuss this subject.
所以呢，很高兴大家还有一些人在这里来一起共同探讨这个题旨。
So the Sanskrit term is pramada.
这个梵文词叫 pramada.
Maybe some of you remember from earlier section of this chapter, or this book.
那么大家在学习 Hainam Chintamani 这本书的前面的章节的内容是
There's four defects of conditioned souls.
受条件限制的灵魂有四个项缺陷
Imperfect senses.
不完美的感官
Subject to illusion.
容易受迷惑
Tendency to cheat.
有骗人的倾向。
What's the other one?
还有一种
感
官
不完美。
说了，
一定会犯错。
It's easy to make a mistake.
I said mistake.
感官不完美。
Imperfect senses.
Imperfect senses. Those are the four. So imperfect senses.
这是不完美的感官。
Make mistakes.
容易犯错。
Subject to illusion.
容易受迷惑。
And still we try to say what's what.
还有欺骗的倾向。
You see something and report something else.
那就是你看是一回事，说又说另一套。
That's a defect of the conditioned soul.
这就是受制约灵魂的缺陷。
And one of those four is this pramada.
其中的一个呢，就是 pramada.
So.The translator, the common translation is inattention while chanting.
通常情况下把 pramada 这个词翻译为不专注的念诵。
And it's sometimes identified as negligence while chanting.
有的时候呢就是在念诵的时候注意到了自己的这种漫不经心或者是不理会。
So what does inattention look like?
忽视。那么这个不专注是什么意思呢？
Attention is where you focus consciousness or direct consciousness.
专注就是将自己的知觉意识集中在某点上。
So we can, you can open the door because the people.
现在可以把门开了。
Open the door because the people have come.The noise has stopped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're sitting here together and discussing Harinam Chintamani.
我们大家聚集一堂，在这里共同讨论 Harinam Chintamani 圣名点睛时。
And I could not be paying attention to all of you and.Looking out the window and people pass by and the leaves are blowing because it's windy and my attention is out there and not here, although I'm here.
然后呢，我在跟大家讨论的时候，可能我的注意力没有集中在大家的身上，没有注意到大家，而是我的专注力到门外面去了，看到外面有风，树叶在那里摇动着，等等，我的这个知觉啊，还有这个注意力，注意在外面的事物上。
That's inattention.
这就是不专注。
Yeah, close it. Here's another example.
那么呢，这里有一个例子。
Someone comes to visit you in your home.
例如，有人去拜访你，到你家拜访。
And you're off in the kitchen.
然后你那个时候你在厨房里忙。
And you say, oh, make yourself at home, I'm busy in the kitchen.
然后呢你就说啊你就在家里坐着吧我现在在厨房里忙了你随便坐。
And they're just sitting there and wondering when you're going to come out of the kitchen and pay attention. They came to see you.
然后这个客人呢或者是坐在这儿或者坐在那在那里就等着你等着你在厨房里忙完了之后从厨房里出来。
And then finally you come out of the kitchen, you sit down and you pull out your little device and you're text messaging people, looking around the room, you know, not paying attention to the person.
然后呢当你忙完了从厨房里出来又坐在沙发上在那里打开你的手机忙着给你的朋友发短信然后一点都没有去注意到有客人来访。
You open up your computer and you're starting to do your email while you're having a little conversation with the person.
然后呢你又打开了电脑在电脑上那个收信写信或者是间接的跟你的朋友稍微的聊两句。
That's very impolite. It's disrespectful.
那么呢因为这是特别不礼貌的对客人完全的是表示了对他的不尊重。
The proper thing to do.
那么正确的行为应该是这样子的。
You stop everything and you go and greet your guest who's come through your home.
你放下手里的一切，然后呢，去到这个门口去接迎接你的客人。
And unless the house is on fire, you give undivided attention to the person.
除非是家里着火了，要不然的话，你应该是一心一意的，很专注的去接待客人。
That's just good behavior or good etiquette.
这就是非常好的这个带钉之礼。
And the other is offensive.
要不然的话，如果忽略了客人的话，那就是对他的不敬冒犯。
Same regarding chanting of the holy name.
所以同样的，当我们念诵圣名的时候
，We're calling Krishna by saying his name.
我们通过去念诵 Krishna 的名字，在呼唤 Krishna 的到来。
And we know that Krishna and his name are none different.
而且我明明知道 Krishna 的圣名和 Krishna 本人是没有分别的。
But our mouth is going like this and our mind is somewhere else.
虽然我们嘴里念着 Krishna 的圣名但是心意已经跑到别的地方去了。
That's an offense.
这就是冒犯。
But it doesn't work, okay, well it just won't chant and let my mind go all over the place.
那么呢你可能会这样想那我就不念诵了。我的这个心也不会跑到别的地方去。
And then someday my mind will become peaceful, and then I'll take my beat bag and start chanting.
等到终有一天我的心意平静下来的时候，那个时候我再去唱诵圣名。
That day will never come.
那一天永远不会到来。
You have a very long wait.
那一天是漫长的，有很难到来。
Krishna confirms that the mind is.Restless.
因为 Krishna 已经确信无疑了，确证了，心意是非常漂泊不定的。
Unsteady and turbulent.
是非常非常的这个顽固，而且是不稳定。
That's the nature of the material mind.
这就是物质的心意的本性。
But here's some good news.
但是这里有一个好消息。
There's a spiritual mind.
还有灵性的心意。
And the spiritual mind is naturally attracted to Krishna.
而灵性的心意自然而然受到 Krishna 的吸引。
It's that material mind, the covering.
那么但是呢，灵性的心意被物质的心意覆盖了。
A soul is given a gross and subtle body.
那么呢，是这个灵魂呢被赋予了这个精微的和粗糙的躯体，被给予了精微的和粗糙的躯体。
Which includes the material mind.
那么这个粗糙和精微的躯体其中也包括精微的心意在内
to provide an opportunity for the living entity to enjoy separately from Krishna
那么呢为了给这个生物体想要撇开 Krishna 独自享乐的这种愿望提供便利
question
那么会有一个问题
is there such a thing as enjoyment separate from Krishna
那么在这个世界上存在着一种能够独立于或者是撇开 Krishna 进行享乐的这件事情存在吗
Answer, no.
回答是没有，根本没有。
Question.
又有一个问题。
What is that that people experience when they think that they're enjoying separately from Krishna?
那么呢，当人们想要去体验下 Krishna 独自去享乐的时候，他们体验到的是什么？
Answer, Maya.
那么他们回答是，他们体验到的是 Maya.
Question, what's Maya?
那还有一个问题，什么是 Maya?
Answer, Maya is the shadow of reality.
回答是 Maya 是真相的影子。
Or a reflection of reality.
或者是真相的倒影。
Example.
比如。
Here's an apple.
这里有一个苹果。
Here's a mirror.
这是有一个镜子。
And in the mirror is a reflection of the apple.
那么在镜子里照的是这个苹果的影像。
Is there an apple in the mirror?
那么呢，在镜子里真有苹果的存在吗？
No.
没有。
It's a reflection.Of the apple, but it's not an apple.
那么呢，镜子里的这个苹果的样子，只是真实苹果的一个影像而已。
This is the teaching of Bhagavatam.
这就是圣典不加瓦坛的教导。
There's no substance over here.
那么在镜子里没有真实的存在。
It looks like the object, but there's no substance.
它看上去好像是这个真实的物体，但实际上不是，它没有它真实的存在。
Try to get nourishment from eating the reflection in a mirror.
那么，如果想试图吃这个镜子里的这个苹果来得到养分的话，
Are you hungry?
那你会饿吗？
Here's a reflection of an apple.
例如，这个镜子里有这个苹果的影像。
No satisfaction, no substance.
那么呢，它不会给人有这种满足的感觉，它没有这个实质的。存在的实质性。
And that's what we're attracted to.
但是呢，这就是我们所被吸引的那个东西，这就是吸引我们的那个东西。
And because of attraction for the reflection,
因为我们被这个影子所吸引了。
We're distracted from reality.
所以呢，我们的这个注意力就从真相上面分开了，就是分离了我们的这个注意力。
Fullness of reality is found in the holy name.
那么呢，在圣名当中，所有的这些真相完全都存在于圣名当中。
Just like in Kevalastakam.
就像 Kevalastakam 这首歌唱到的。
Satyam, Satyam, Param Satyam, Harir Nameva Kevalam. Remember that one?
大家还记得吗 ？Satyam, Satyam, Param Satyam, Harir Nameva.
Harinama.
Harinama.
Eva. The holy name is absolute reality. That's the apple. And this is the reflection.
圣名是绝对的至高无上的真相。而这个苹果是那个实体。镜子里的这个苹果呢是这个实体的倒影。
Behind inattention, there's intention.
那么呢，在这个专注以外，就是不专注。跟专注相反的，就是不专注。
One of my godbrothers, Vaisheshika Prabhu, likes that. We discussed this topic many times.
那么呢，我和我的神兄弟 Vaisheshika Prabhu 讨论了很多次，讨论了这个话题。
Rajendra, do you know Vaisheshika Prabhu?
Yeah.
But we had this nice discussion. It was actually during a Bhagavatam class one morning.
那么呢，实际上是在一次早课，圣典不加瓦坛早课的时候，我们俩进行了这样的讨论。
There's attention, like you know, I'm paying attention to all of you, or I'm looking out the window.
例如， 我先本来我应该是专注在大家的身上，但是我的注意力呢跑到了窗户外面。
But there's something behind attention, and that's intention. What's important to you?
那么在这种就是这种专注在窗户外面的这种专注，这种注意力背后实际上是存在着不专注。那么也就是说，对于你来说，什么是非常重要？
Deep inside yourself.
所以我们一定要去深深地挖自己的内心。
In the quiet moments of the early morning hours.
那就在清晨非常静寂的那个时候。
Look deep inside yourself.
深深地潜入到你的内心深处。
And what's really important to you?
到底对你来说什么是很重要的事？
That's intention.
这就是我们的专注力。
A higher purpose of your life, a higher meaning to your life, a higher calling of what your life is meant to be, and that the sense of fulfillment.
那么呢，就是我们要去了解到我们人生的崇高的目标是什么。是这个崇高的目标是否将你的注意力完全的专注在这个崇高的目标上。
There's a Sanskrit term.
在有一个梵文词。
The Sanskrit term is sankalpa.
梵文词有 sankalpa 这个词。
Have any of you heard that term before? Sankalpa?
大家听说过这个梵文词 sankalpa?
A few of you.
有几个听说过。
So I'll explain from the material side and then from the spiritual side.
我来从物质的角度和灵性的角度这两方面去解释 sankalpa 这个词。
There's a section of the Vedas called Karmakanda.
在伟达经里有 Karmakanda 业报之部。
In the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, there's rituals.
在 Karmakanda 业报之部当中呢，有这个祭祀仪式。
And depending upon your intention or your sankalpa.
那么呢，结合你所处的这个注意力，你的专注是在哪里？那么呢，就描述了不同的 sankalpa。
You'll approach a qualified brahmana.
那么你去接近一位有资格的 brahmana.
To select the appropriate Vedic sacrifice to match your desire or your intention, your determination.
然后呢，去选出某一种祭祀，去满足你的这种专注，你的这个注意力。或者是满足你的这个决心要达到的那个目标。
In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam,
在圣典国家晚堂的第二篇，
there's a description of different intentions and different devatas or demigods that one can approach to fulfill that intention.
那么呢，在国家晚堂的第二篇就描写出了。将自己的注意力引向不同的目标，那么通过去接近不同的半神人，能够达成这些目标。
According to Karmakanda,
根据 Karmakanda 业报之部，
if you want good health,
如果你想要健康的话，
worship the sun god,
那就去崇拜太阳神。
If you want wealth,
如果你想求财，
you worship Lakshmi,
那就去崇拜 Lakshmi。
If you, according to the desire, there's a particular person who fulfills that desire.
那么根据每个人的不同的愿望，那么按照他的不同的愿望对应的，就有一个半神人可以满足这个人的愿望。
How many different desires might somebody have?
我一个人内心会有多少个愿望呢？欲望
Too many.
太多了。
And so there's many, many different rituals for fulfilling material desire.
所以呢，在这一部分呢，有存在着很多很多各种各样的不同的祭祀，来满足人们各种各样的欲望。
So when those rituals are performed,
所以当一个人去施行这样的祭祀仪式的时候。
The first thing that the priest, the brahmana does,
那这个祭司或者是这个施行祭司的婆罗门，他们做的第一件事情是
He invokes the Bhokta of the Yajna Lord Vishnu. He says the name of the Bhokta, the enjoyer or beneficiary of the Yajna. Bhokta Ram Yagatapasam.
首先他就会去向这个 Bhokta Vishnu 真正的就是这个祭祀的真正的享受者 Vishnu 向他祈祷。
They say some name of the Supreme Lord. He's the enjoyer of all sacrifices.
那么他就会说到至尊人格首神 Vishnu 的名字，那他就说出至尊人格首神 Vishnu 才是这个祭祀的真正的享受者。
Then they invoke the name of the particular demigod that's being called upon.
然后他们才会去呼唤这个祭祀所要针对的那个半神人举行的那个半神人的名字。
And then they specify the sankalpa, the intention, the desire of the performer. I want the sankalpa, whatever it is.
然后接下来他再进一步的去表达施行这个祭祀的那个人他们想要达成的一个目标或者是愿望，也就是 sankalpa。
Now those persons do not desire love for Krishna, they desire something limited and temporary.
那些不想要对 Krishna 的爱的人，他们会去追求那些短暂易逝的。
Now here's a second example.
再举第二个例子。
Dhruva Maharaj.
例如 Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj had a very specific sankalpa.
Dhruva Maharaj 他当时拥有一个非常具体的 sankalpa 欲望。
I want a kingdom.
我就想要一个王国。
I want a big kingdom.
我想要一个更大的王国。
And there was another intention behind that intention. I want to show my stepmother Suniti. She's nasty.
我想要，然后他这个愿望的背后有一个注意力。有一个就是他的意向，就是我要通过这样的行为来揭示我的继母 Sumriti， 她是
Suruchi
是一个非常肮脏的妇女。
So he had an intention, a determination, a desire.
所以呢，这就是他的这个下定决心的背后的意向。
It was misplaced. It was a material purpose. But because he approached Lord Vishnu with great determination, that desire went away and he just had the association of Vishnu.
首先他发出的这个愿望完全是物质的。但是他崇拜了至尊歌手神 Vishnu, 所以呢在这个崇拜的过程当中他的这个物质的欲望被一一的驱除掉了。
Now what about us?
那么更何况我们呢
We're mixed.
我们是混杂的。
Just, you know, we're not terrible, and we're not pure, we're mixed.
我们并不是那么可怕，也不是那么纯净，我们是混杂的这种阶段。
Something for Krishna, something for me.
我们带的欲望是有些是为 Krishna 而做的，有些是为自己而做的。
And that's our Sankalpa mantra.
这就是我们的 Sankalpa Mantra.
Something for Krishna, something for me, something for Krishna, something for me, 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 Krishna, Krishna.
一些是为 Krishna 做的，一些是为我做的，一些为 Krishna 做的，一些是为我做的， Krishna, Krishna, 我我我。
Here. This offense of inattention.
那么这种不专注这一冒犯
comes as a result of this desire for me instead of for Krishna for Krishna because we're mixed.
那么它实际上是由于为自己而做的这一欲望而滋生出来的这种不专注，并不是为了 Krishna 而做。
So we need to fix or need to look deeply within our heart and seeWhat is it that we really want at the deepest position in our heart?
所以呢，我们需要去修缮一下。所以我们应该去深深地潜入到我们自己的内心深处， 去扪心自问，我到底对于我来说到底是什么是最为重要。
Be honest with yourself.
所以一定要对自己诚实。
Be really, really clear as you can be.
而且呢，必须要非常清晰，你想要做什么样的一样的。
And,
你要想成为什么样子。
And chant from that place as much as you can.
而且呢，就是专注于这样的一种状态当中，去尽自己最大的努力念诵。
One of the meditations on the glories of the Holy Name that was given on the first day.
那么我们在第一天的时候给大家发的关于唱诵圣名的荣耀这样的资料。
Has a very beautiful rendering of Shikshastakam number 5.
那么就是 Shikshastakam 里面的第五条。
It's exactly on this point.
实际上是非常的准确的描述了这一点。
Did any of you read that?
大家有没有带关于圣名的荣耀？
对。
Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj.
Oh, Nanda Maharaj, 之子啊。
You are my eternal master.
你是我永恒的主人。
But somehow I'm so distracted.
但是呢，我却三心二意，从你的身上把注意力从你身上转移。
And I'm being harassed by this material distraction in my life.
而且我将我的生我的我而且我被这个物质的生活完全的吸引，沉迷于其中。
Somehow or another, deep within myself, I know that I have this relationship with you.
那么呢，不管怎么样，我在我内心深处意识到了，我和你之间有着一种永恒的关系。
But I'm struggling so much with this offensive inattention.
但是呢，我却非常的挣扎着，这种就是这种念诵不专注。
And I try to take shelter of relationships of family members, which is nothing more than straw floating in the ocean to help me cross the ocean.
那么呢，而我呢，却沉迷于像这种物质的，家庭等等这种关系当中，而这些呢，就像是沧海一粟一样。
So I'm left just pleading with you, please pick me up.
所以呢，我现在在此请求你，请把我从这样的生活当中提起来。
Place me like a particle of dust at your lotus feet.
把我如一颗尘土放在您的莲花足下。
You see that translation? Is it there?
Yeah.
It's really slowly. It's very nice. I just still on the first slide. I didn't even get past the first slide.
那么呢？这首祷文是非常美妙的，我想跟大家来分享一下。
There's two of them. Just read the first one. Maybe we won't read. You can read it on your own because of time.
那因为现在时间的原因，大家可以自己回家读一下。
Did anybody that's here not get one of those sheets?
有没有谁没有这个资料的？举手。
Okay, 3, 4, 5. So Jambavati, you can make copies. And those of you that didn't get, you can get from her sometime later today.
那么呢，大家没有的可以找 Jambavati， 他在晚些时候给大家。
That's an intention.
这个注意力
shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
那么我们应该把我们的注意力专注在 Krishna 的莲花足上。
And that's going to determine where your attention goes.
那么专注在 Krishna 的莲花足这一庇护所上，这样就能够将我们的注意力逐渐的引向它。
If that's not strong, then the mind will continue to be wavering and flickering.
如果这种决心不强烈的话，那么心意就会飘忽不定。
But if that's very strong, then the mind can be disciplined to go to Krishna.
那么呢，如果没有这种巨大的决心的话，就是将我们的注意力完全专注在 Krishna 的莲花足这一庇护所上的话，那我们的心意就不会得以约束。
And if that, the opposite is also true.
反过来也是这样。
If that intention is not strong,
如果我们的注意力不是那么专注的话，
then your attention will also move here and there. The mind is going to go all over the place.
那么呢，你的这个你所谓的那些注意力也会是不是像心意一样飘忽不定，没有一个稳定的目标。
We'll be perpetually stuck in this namaba stage. It's not satisfying.
那么呢，肯定毫无疑问会滞留在 namaba 唱诵圣名的这个阶段。
It's not just, you know, after a certain number of years, suddenly a bell's going to ring and you're shoot it up. It's not a mechanical process. It's a devotional process.
那么这不是一个机械的一个程序，这是分爱的程序，并不是说在数年之后，然后这个铃铛一响，那个时候你就到达了 sutana 纯粹唱诵圣名的阶段了。这不是一个机械的过程，就是分爱的程序。
Krishna wants to see if we really want him.
Krishna 想要看到我们是不是真的想要他。
And he'll examine.
所以呢，他要考验我们。
If we really want him, he'll give himself to us.
如果我们真的想要 Krishna 的话， Krishna 就会把他自己给予我们。
And if you don't really want Krishna,
如果不想要 Krishna 的话，
Krishna is not going to force himself upon you.
Krishna 他不会强迫我们。
He's not like that.
Krishna 不会这样。
If you want to stay in one foot in one boat and another foot in another boat and try to cross the river, Krishna will let you do that.
如果你想两条腿踏着两只船过河的话， Krishna 也会让你这么去做。
And you fall in the river.
结果就是你掉到河里去了。
And that's the circumstance of our neophyte devotion to Krishna.
这就是我们处在初级奉献服务阶段的这样的处境。
How to go from the neophyte to a mature stage of devotion.
所以我们应该超越奉献服务的这个初级阶段，到达成熟的阶段。
Look deep inside yourself.
要深深地潜入到自己的内心深处。
Do it regularly.
并且是经常这么做。
What's really important to you?
对于我来说，到底什么是非常重要的？
Are external things really going to bring you contentment?
我们外在的这些东西真的是吸引了你的注意力吗？
Even in terms of our devotional service.
尽管我们下定决心去从事奉爱服务。
As a for example, we're here in this property and now we've signed a lease for another property and there's going to be all this energy moving, getting that other property ready and then we move to the other property and it's yay. Is that going to be satisfaction just from this to that situation?
那么例如就像你从一个地方搬到另外一个地方，这样你把这个地，你在这个地方嘛，你所有的这些东西全都得搬过去。只是通过一个地方搬到另外一个地方，你的内心真的就满足了吗？
Life requires that we make practical arrangements.
那么生活呢，是需要我们去做出一些恰当的安排。
The message is not to.Dismiss the importance of practical arrangements in life. It's the purpose of what I'm speaking is not to minimize or dismiss making practical arrangements in life.
那么呢，实际上我之所以这么说，并不是说是去忽视，就是在生活当中做一些很实际的安排这一点。
But getting the right configuration of duality isn't going to bring happiness to the soul.
那么呢，就是在这个二元性里面，这样从一个地方挪到另外一个地方，并不能够让灵魂感到满足。
That deepest hankering of the soul is something that we need to become tuned into and make that the focus of everything else that we do.
那就是我们应该去关注灵魂深处所真正渴求的最渴求的并且努力的把我们的注意力集中在这点上。
The message, the overall message of Harinam Chintamani.
Harinam Chintamani 所要表达的整体的这个信息是这样子的。
Is that the pure holy name is, and our relationship with the pure holy name is that which is going to fulfill that deepest desire, even if we're not so clear what it is.
那就是我们与 Krishna 之间的这种紧密的、深刻的关系，实际上是灵魂深处所真正渴求的。尽管我们现在对这种永恒的关系不是很清晰。
Okay, so we're still on slide one.
我们还
啊。I haven't gone past slide one yet.
我现在还没有讲一个幻灯片呢，还没有进入到下一个幻灯片。
So here we go, going into the chapter.
我们现在进入到这一章节当中。
There's three quotes that are taken from scriptural sources.
这里有三段引述的话语是摘自经典。
Where this offense of inattention is described.
这几段话呢，描述了不专注的唱诵。
And because of time, I'm not going to have her to translate the whole thing. I'll just summarize.
那么呢，因为时间的原因，我就不让翻译在这里一句话一句话的翻译了。我只是来概述一下其中讲述的内容。
This is taken from another book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这是由 Bhaktivinoda， 这是摘自 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写的另一本书 ，Bhaktya Loka。
Bhaktya Loka is a book that describes the six items that destroy bhakti and the six items that enhance bhakti taken from Nectar of Instruction.
那么 Bhaktya Loka 里面讲到了有六种因素是摧毁 bhakti 的，还有六种因素是滋养 bhakti 的。那么他所在这里呈现的教导是取自教诲的甘露。
Srila Prabhupada translated into English, a book by Rupa Goswami. And the book is called Upadesh Amrita or Nectar of Instruction.
那么这本书叫做 Upadesh Amrita， 也就是教诲的甘露。
It has what, 13 chapters?
它一共有13个时节。
And two of those chapters make up this whole book.
而其中的两个章节就是其中的两个章节就形成了这本书。
So from that book Bhaktya Loka，
那么从 Bhaktya Loka 这本书当中，
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing going from unsteady to steady bhakti。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就描述了如何从不稳定的奉爱服务阶段进入到稳定的奉爱服务阶段。
How do you go from unsteady to steady？
如何从一种不稳定的状态达到稳定的状态呢？
There has to be removal of unwanted things of the heart or anartha nivritti.
那也就是说必须要驱除掉心中的不洁 anartha nivritti.
Exactly as we're discussing here in Harinam Chintamani.
正像我们在这里所讨论的主题一样。
Remember that example of the sky of the heart and there's mists of ignorance and clouds of anarthas.
那么大家还记得这样的一个图片吗？把我们的心比作这个心意内心的天空，然后那里有雾霭，还有这个云层。
So when the sun of the holy name appears in the sky of the heart, we don't experience the fullness of the brilliance of the holy name.
那么当圣明的太阳进入到我们内心的时候，因为我们内心有雾霾还有这个云层的遮挡，所以呢并没有完全的体验到圣明的所有的这些光彩。
So we have to remove those clouds.
所以呢
anarthas.
所以呢我们必须要去除那些云层，也就是 anartha.
Same topic as in Bhakti Loka.
当经络禅库在这里讨论了同一个主题。
Offenseless chanting removes the clouds of anartas in the heart.
毫无冒犯的念诵能够去除掉我们心中的 anarta 这些云尘。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在开篇说道。
By saying that in Hari Bhakti Vilas.In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is said by Sanatan Goswami that inattention or carelessness when chanting is one of those offenses.
那么在他就引喻，他就说到了，在这本书的开篇，巴提诺查库说到了，在 Sanatan Goswami 写的 Hari Bhakti Vilas 这本书当中，他讲到了唱诵圣名的时候，如果不专注或者是漫不经心的话，是一种冒犯。
And the Sanskrit word for that is pramada or inattentiveness.
那么梵文词把这一这一状态叫做 pramada, 就是不专注的念诵。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这样写道。
Even if all of the other offenses become perfectly gone.
即便所有其他的那些冒犯完全被去除掉了。
If this one offense remains,
但是如果其中的一个冒犯还存在的话，
one can never have attraction for Krishna's holy name.
一个人永远不会受到圣名 Krishna 的圣名的吸引。
The real gift that Lord Chaitanya gave, your hands are tied.
那么呢，你 Krishna 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 前来给予的礼物，你会无法接受的。
You won't know its value, and you won't be able to receive it either.
那么呢，你甚至不知道主持他那么好跑步给你的礼物的价值所在，你也不会去专注的对待它。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur then explains that eagerness and enthusiasm is necessary.
所以 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在这里说到了，热情和渴望是必须的。
He uses the language that says enthusiasm may be warm, enthusiasm may be cold.
然后他在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在这里说，这种热情可能是热的，也许是凉的。
In the beginning of devotional service, enthusiasm generally is very warm.
那么在奉爱服务的一开始的时候，我们的热情是十分暖和的。
But after some time,
但是过了一段时间之后。
Enthusiasm may go down.
然后这种热情就下降了，就温度越来越凉了。
And inattentive chanting goes up.
这样不专注的念诵的这种状态就越来越凸显出来。
Because when enthusiasm for shelter of Krishna relationship with Krishna goes down.
因为我们的这种热情想要和 Krishna 的和圣灵的这种关系的热情开始下降的话，
Something else goes up.
那么别的东西就会上升。
Attraction for the temporary.
那就会受到那些短暂事物的吸引。
Maya.
Maya, 那就是。
If you turn your face away from the sun, what do you see?
如果你把这个身体从太阳的专注注意力。
Shadow.
把脸从太阳身上转过来的话，你看到的是什么？
That's what Maya is.
那就看到的是影子，这就是 Maya.
Maya is a shadow of reality.
Maya 是真相的影子。
And we get really busy being in Maya.
而我们忙的就在我们在 Maya 里忙来忙去。
And then we think, oh, I don't have time for Krishna.
而且就想我没有时间为 Krishna 做什么。
Association with devotees goes down, chanting goes down, reading goes down, everything goes down.
那么呢，和奉献者的联谊减少了，唱诵圣名也减少了，奉爱服务全都减少了。
Because we're so busy trying to enjoy the shadow.
因为我们忙着去享受影子。
Very sad.
很令人悲伤的事。
So how do we kindle that enthusiasm again?
那么我们如何去保持这种热情呢？在得到这些热情呢？
We need the association of those who are enthusiastic.
我们需要和那些热情洋溢的人联谊。
Supposing you're cold.
假如你感觉到冷。
And you want to get warm.
而你想想暖和起来。
Go stand near a fire, you get warm.
那么呢，你去接近火，待在火身边，火旁边，你就会暖和了。
It's really simple.
很简单。
You want to be more enthusiastic?
你想要更加的具有热情吗？
Associate with those that are very enthusiastic.
那就是和那些充满热情的奉献者联谊。
It's really simple.
很简单。
But when we're in Maya, we don't want to be with enthusiastic people. We want to be with lazy people.
但是呢，一旦我们沉浸在 Maya 之中，我们不想和那些充满热情的奉献者联谊，我们想要和那些懒汉联谊，懒人联谊。
Or distracted people.
或者是和那些三心二意的人联谊。
Or maybe even materialistic people.
或者甚至和那些完全物以熏心的人联谊。
Then we really go down.
这样我们真的就是一落千丈。
Or mental speculator Mayavadis, and then we go really down.
要是如果你和那些心智推敲的 Mayavadi 跟他们联谊的话，那简直是堕入深渊了。
Watch out.
哇，小心。
Okay, so now comes the next reference.
我们再看下一段引述。
This is from an initiation lecture,
1968.
The human form of life is awarded by Krishna and it has very special opportunity.
人形生命是由 Krishna 赐予我们的一个礼物，是罕能获得的机会。
Recognizing that very special opportunity, we shouldn't be inattentive.
所以呢，一旦认识到人形生命给予我们的千载难逢的机会，我们就不会那么三心二意、不专注了。
We should be very careful.
所以我们应该非常小心。
Krishna will protect us.
Krishna 会保护我们。
So being careful isn't, oh, Krishna may forget me, so I better watch out.
那么呢，如果在不专注的状态当中，我们就会想到 Krishna 真的保护我吗？
It's not that kind of careful.
那么呢，我们不要专注在这一点上。
It's another kind of careful.
那么这是另一种警惕。
Careful of recognizing that we have elevated consciousness, at least the potential to go to the maximum position of consciousness of the living entity.
所以呢，那么我们应该去小心谨慎的去提升自己的知觉，让自己的知觉状态达到我们这个人体生命所应该达到的最好的那种状态。
In this very lifetime, I should reach Krishna Loka.
就在这一辈子，我就要到达 Krishna Loka.
That kind of careful.
这是我们要在意的。
The positive kind of careful.
这是我们积极主动的应该去在意的一点。
Not just, watch out for the problems of life.
不是把注意力完全就是放在这个生活的问题上。
We should be attentive to the problems, but let's stay focused on the goal of life.
那么呢，当然了，我们也同时应该小心我们生活当中的这些问题所在，但是要将自，与此同时，最重要的是将自己的注意力放在自己要达成的目标 Krishna Loka.
During this lifetime,
在这一辈子
be determined, sankalpa, be determined to reach Krishna and be with Krishna in Krishna Loka.
我们应该下定决心，坚定不移的要做出这样的 sankalpa. 我一定要和 Krishna 在一起，我一定要去到 Krishna Loka, 我一定要和 Krishna 为伴。
So that kind of attentiveness.
这就是我们要的专注。
And so there's attentiveness follows intention.
所以呢，那么我们的这种专注是将意味着将我们的注意力完全放在我们所专注的对象上。
I want to again be in my relationship with Krishna, loving Krishna and serving Krishna. That's what I want.
我真的想要恢复和 Krishna 的那种充满爱的永恒的关系。
And I'm not going to go through all of this. This is a summarized presentation of Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, 19th chapter, text 160.
那么这段话呢，我就不在这里一句话一句话的说了。这段话呢是，对这。 请他的拆成维塔中篇十九章一百六十四节的一个概述。
In summary, here's what it says.
概述是这样子的，大概是讲了这样的内容。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has summarized the undesirable results of not taking care of these ten offenses.
那么 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 在这里说到了一个人专注的念诵圣名所导致的不是那么令人称心如意的结果是
Bhaktisiddhanta from this purport especially says that inattention is very detrimental.
那么 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 在这里说到了不专注的确是给人带来极大的损害。
All kinds of dark and ugly things are the result without making the list.
那么所有那些黑暗的不洁的事物的产生都是因为不专注导致。
The idea is not only we won't reach Krishna, but we'll get things we don't want in our lives, and we'll have to struggle with them.
那意思就是说我们不仅不能够到达 Krishna 那里相反还得到了一些不该要的东西。
So here's how the chapter begins, verse number one.
这是这个第一诗节 这一章节的开始
all glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all glories to the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all glories to the chanting of the holy name
所以所有荣耀归于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所以所有的荣耀归于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的奉献者所以所有的荣耀归于圣名的仁慈
So I changed the text so.So Haridas now begins text number 2 and 3.
现在 Haridas Thakur 开始讲述第二十节、第三十节。
Right here in Jagannath Puri.
就在这里 ，Jagannath Puri.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you taught the performance of chanting of the holy name without negligence.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 您在这里教授了大家。不要要专注的一心一意的唱诵圣名的重要性
And you taught that to Sanatana Goswami
您向 Sanatana Goswami 讲述了这一主题
And then when traveling in South India
当您旅行到南印度的时候
You met Gopal Bhatta and you instructed Gopal Bhatta the same
您在那里遇到了 Gopala Bhatta 并且将这同一个教导教授给他
He then saysYou have counted pramada as one of the aparads, one of the offenses to be avoided.
您将不专注 pramada 算为是 aparada 冒犯之一。
Next.
下一个诗节。
If inattention is present in one's chanting of the name.
如果不专注显现在一个人唱诵圣名的时候
Even if one gives up all the other offenses
即便一个人已经放弃了所有其他的冒犯
One cannot attain the stage of steadiness
但是一个人仍然无法到达 Nishta 或者是稳定这个阶段
And if you don't attain Nishta or steadiness
如果一个人不能够到达 Nishta 稳定的阶段的话
You can't achieve the goal of prema
就无法到达目标 Krishna Prema
Therefore inattention must be given up
所以呢必须要放弃不专注这一项
That's a nice illustration, right?
这是一个很好的插图是不是
Here is Bhaktadas
这是 Bhaktadas
But he wants to get to Krishna
他想要到达 Krishna 那里
But there is this brick wall between him and Krishna
但是呢他面前有一堵用砖砌成的墙
And that's the brick wall of inattention
那么呢这堵墙呢就是不专注
From this one offense of inattention all anartas arise
从不专注这一项所有其他的冒犯滋生出来所有的那些不洁滋生出来 anarta
so you really must deal with this one
所以呢我们一定要好好的把这一项给
I mentioned already
所以我们一定要好好的对待这一项把它做好
but for emphasis I'll say it again
所以呢，为了强调这一点，我再说一遍。
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says the same thing.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 讲到了同一点。
Our objective is to improve the quality of our chanting.
我们的目的是为了提高我们念诵的质量。
The essence of all effort to improve the quality of chanting is attentiveness.
那么呢，我们去提高我们念诵质量的这个其中的本质就是要去专注的去念诵圣名。
And the opposite is true.
那么相反也是如此。
Inattention is the root of all of our struggles.
那么所以不专注导致了我们所面对的所有的障碍。
Say it again.
我再说一遍。
Inattentiveness is at the root of all of our struggles.
不专注是导致我们所有的障碍的存在。
We're so busy with our struggles, we're not paying attention to Krishna.
我们总是在努力的，我们总是专注的在那里挣扎的，为自己的事情挣扎着，而没有去专注 Krishna, 关注 Krishna.
So our struggles increase.
所以呢，我们在不断的挣扎着。
And the range of those struggles can change from this to that and five other things, and the picture keeps changing, but a life of struggle doesn't change. We continue to struggle.
那么呢，这种挣扎求存的状态呢，我们总是在为这个挣扎求存的状态这样安排那样安排，但是呢，总是不能够摆脱出挣扎求存的这种状态。
What's the solution?
到底解决的办法是什么呢？
Bring our attention to Krishna and His holy name.
就是将我们的注意力引向 Krishna, 引向圣名。
It's a very merciful process.
这是一个非常充满仁慈的方法程序。
Make your maximum effort every day to be very attentive when chanting.
所以呢，我们应该每天做出最大的努力去好好的念诵圣名。
Here's the next two slides are summarizing this chapter.
下面的两张幻中篇概述了这一章节。
Haridas Thakur says,
Haridas Thakur 说道，
There's three different kinds of inattention.
有三种不同的不专注。
And we're going to hear about them some more.
那么我们现在来阐释一下这三种不同的专注。
There's a Sanskrit term from each of these, but you all don't like Sanskrit terms so much, so I didn't put them.
所以呢，因为大家呢不是那么擅长梵文，我就没有把这个梵文词写在这里。
It starts with, end the list, it starts with indifference.
那么呢，这个第一项呢，就是非常冷漠，视之冷漠。
And then inertia, laziness.
那第二个呢，就是懒惰。
And then distraction.
还有是分心。
So here's the chart showing the same thing.
我们看到这个表格说的是同一件事。
Starts with indifference.
第一项是冷漠。
Which is also a lack of taste for the name.
那也就是说缺乏对圣名的品味。
Here's the cause.
那么这是原因所在。
Weak faith or attraction for material pleasures.
信心很微弱，对物质的快乐，被物质的快乐所吸引。
And you can see, we're going to hear more of this. This is just a summary of what's going to follow.
那么呢，实际上这个表格是概述了下面要说的内容。
Here is a core teaching in this chapter.
这是我们这一章的核心部分。
As long as one has not yet attained attraction or anurag for the name,
只要一个人仍然没有被圣名所吸引，到达 anuraga 这个阶段，
we have to be very, very, triple very careful when we chant.
所以呢，在念诵圣名的时候，一定要非常非常的小心。
Specific to attentiveness.
尤其是关于不专注这一点。
And here's a graphic that says the same thing.
那这个表呢，这个图片说的是同一件事。
In the first box here, there's the spirit soul who somehow, by good fortune, receives the holy name of Krishna.
那么呢，在第一块木板上写着，如果某个灵魂由于某种好运开始念诵 Krishna 的圣名。
So that's all of us in this one.
那么实际上我们大家都是由于这个原因开始念诵。
Very attentively, we should chant a prescribed number of holy names.
第二项是一个人应该非常专注地唱诵一定的圈数圣名的，唱诵一定圈数的圣名。
Then we can get to the goal.
这样呢就能够到达目标
attraction for the name
就能够被圣名所吸引、
However, we're very distracted
但是呢然而我们非常三心二意
attracted by material sense objects the mind goes all over the place
所以呢心意被各种各样的物质感官对象所吸引到处乱跑
This is indifference to the holy name.
这就是对圣名的冷漠。
That chanter's thoughts, that your thoughts go in one direction and the holy name is going in another direction.
这里说到的是一个人的思想在一个方向上 ，Krishna 的圣名在另一个方向上。
Even though the holy name is all auspicious, how is one going to receive that all auspiciousness?
尽管圣名是最吉祥的，但是如何去接受这个最吉祥的圣名呢？
One will not have fully received the holy name, and thus one will not have fully received the auspiciousness or the glories of the holy name.
那么当一个人没有正确的去接受最为吉祥的圣名，他就不会去接受圣名的荣耀。
And life's circumstances become very confusing and perplexing at times.
那么呢，在人生的一定的阶段，我们的所处的生活环境会让人一个人感到十分的困惑。
To expand on this idea,
为了去进一步的讲述这一主题，讲述这一点。
Mine's full, fine, it's yours. Try to shut it off. They're both off, but there's still that sound.
It's wind? Okay. Huh? It's the wind.
It's the wind?
Yeah. It's wind? Maybe wind.
Okay, we'll just tolerate. We'll just tolerate. Here is what Haridas says.
这是 Haridas 说的。
Someone may increase the quantity of their chanting.
有的人增加了唱诵的数量。
They may chant 64 rounds on their deed.
他们可能拿着念珠唱诵64圈。
But not a single drop of the holy name's nectar.
但是呢，没有一滴圣名的甘露
，or a single jewel of the many jewels of the holy name's glories，
或者是没有一颗圣名的荣耀的珍珠的一粒珍珠
，will fall into his heart，
进入到他的心房。
So in other words, numerical increase of chanting is good, but it isn't the essence of the problem.
那么呢，当然了，去增加唱诵圣名的数量，这是好的。但是呢，这并不是让这个甘露进入到我们心房的本质所在。
As long as inattention prevails，
那么呢，只要是还存在着这种不专注
，the heart will continue to be attracted to material sense objects。
那么呢，我们的这个内心呢，就很容易被物质感官的。对象所吸引。
So, what's the remedy?
所以这种补救的措施是什么呢？
This is depicting the problem, by the way.
这是
He's chanting, but his mind is over here on something else.
实际上这个图片揭示出了唱诵者的问题所在。他虽然坐在那里念诵，但脑子里却想了别的。
Very practical instruction given by Haridas.
Haridas 他库在这里给出了非常实际的教导。
And from practical experience, we know that it works.
所以呢，从这种实际的体验当中，我们也知道这一补救措施的确起作用。
Seek out the association of someone who chants properly and very attentively.
那么我们应该去接受，去和那些非常专注的、正确的念诵圣名的人联Vaishnava联谊。
As far as possible, each day, chant together with that devotee for some time.
如果可能的话，尽量的每天都和这样的奉献者一起念诵圣名。
When we see somebody is really into it, they have really good habit and consistently very attentive, we become inspired by that.
那么呢，当我们看到这样的一位优秀的奉献者每天坚持不懈的这样非常的专注的念诵圣名，就会被之鼓舞。
Every day.
每天。
As far as possible.
尽可能的每天和这样的奉献者一起念诵。
Or at least regularly.
或者至少有规律的和这样的奉献者一起。
Some of you live some far distance away.
有的人呢是住在很远的地方。
So then come together not just for, you know, kirtan and the lecture and prasadam. Come and take the association of devotees that are chanting very intentively and, or maybe at the place where you live. Somehow, find a way to do this. It will help.
那么呢，即便就是说住得很远，但是呢，也以定期的和那些念诵的非常专注的、很好的念诵圣名的奉献者们，定期的和他们联谊，目的不是为了荣耀菩萨的，也不是为了别的，只是为了和他在一起好好的念诵，或者是你想千方百计的找到办法，也许在自己的地方邀请这样的奉献者一起来念诵。
Here's a little visual image for you.
那么呢，在这里呢，给大家一个想法。
Supposing there's a fire.
好，给大家就是让大家来想象一下，假如那里有一团火。
That's when we start chanting Hare Krishna with other devotees. The fire is when we're beginning our Krishna consciousness.
那么呢，就是例如这团火就像是我们刚刚开始我们的 Krishna 之觉。
And after some time, the fire kind of dims a little bit. We just have some coals over here and there.
然后呢，过了一段时间吧，这个火苗小了。然后我们就放一些煤炭在火旁边。
Take the coals and move the coals close together, close, very close together. What happens?
例如，我们把煤炭拿过来，然后把这个煤炭放在一起，紧紧的放在一起，放在一堆儿，会怎么样？
The flames start to come out again.
那就是把这个煤炭放在这个火里面，然后这让所有的煤炭都放在一块，那会怎么样？火苗就会越烧越旺，是不是？
Association of devotees come together.
那就是这个火就被比喻为，那么奉献者在一起联谊。
Just like we did during this national holiday, we came together.
就像是我们十一期间奉献者聚集在一起。
And we've been focusing so much on, at least from this class, the chanting of the holy name.
而且呢，我们专注在锁定在唱诵圣名这一主题上。
Let's predict what's going to happen next and then next.
那么呢，我们现在来想象预言一下，下一次会是什么样子呢？
You'll go back to the place that you came from.
那么呢，当你回到你的家。
And you'll be really charged up to really try and be attentive and chant very carefully.
那么呢，你那个时候就像充电了一样，那个时候你就渴望着要做到专注的念诵。
And after some time, what's going to happen next?
那么呢，当那段时间过了之后，又会发生什么呢？这种热情就下降了。
So what should we do?
那怎么办呢？
Regularly come together and chant together.
那就是定期的，大家有规律的聚集在一起，一起念诵。
Somehow, whatever your situation permits, try to do like that.
无论你的情况，只要是你的情况允许的情况下，大家努力的做到这一点。
There's a practice some devotees have that are remote, and they just have telephonic japa together.
那么呢，有一些住在远处的地方呢，奉献者们他甚至可以通过电话 在电话里一起念诵。
Because class has to end, I'm not going to get creative and give you different suggestions.
因为现在时间快到了，所以呢，我在这里就不给大家，给那么多的创造性的点子。
But I'm anticipating the question that says, Maharaj, how we stay so enthused? And I'm giving you the answer before you ask the question.
那么呢，在你们要提出这样的啊 ，Maharaj， 我们如何去保持这种热情这样的问题之前，我已经事先回答你的问题。
Associate with those that are enthused.
那就是和那些热情洋溢的奉献者联谊。
You, each of you have some enthusiasm, otherwise you wouldn't still be here, you'd be off doing something else.
因为大家多多少少都有一些热情，所以才坐在这一起，坐在一起，否则的话就是干别的了。
So come together.
所以我们聚集一堂。
Hear the glories of the holy name together.
大家一起去聆听圣名的荣耀。
Discuss the glories of the holy name, these, like this Kevala Bhastakam song. Just take one verse and describe it and then jump into your chanting. See what happens.
然后大家坐在一起一起来讨论圣灵的荣耀，例如在取 Kevala Bhastakam 这首歌当中的一个诗节，一起来讨论这个圣灵的荣耀。
Or any of these other meditations.
或者是大家讨论其他的题旨。
So the other indication that Haridas Thakur gives.
那么 Haridas Thakur 又在这里提出了其他的一些提示。
Sometimes devotees do this other thing. They go into a very quiet place.
有的时候呢，奉献者他们会去到一个非常安静的地方。
They may even lock the door so people can't enter.
他们甚至锁上门，不让人们进来。
Or put a sign on the door that says, you know, intense japa going on inside, don't disturb.
或者是他们写上一个提示牌，说是这里专注的念诵，禁止入内。
And he indicates, you know, put a cloth over your eyes.
那么他们在这里说了，把眼睛用一块布蒙上。
But, you know, cover your senses so you don't get distracted, in other words.
那就是把你的感官全都蒙上，这样呢，你的感官就不会受到别的东西的吸引。
Turn out the lights in your complete darkness, and all there is the sound of the holy name. So your senses can't be distracted, in other words.
然后关上灯，啊，让你完全处在一片漆黑当中，除了声音没有别的。
It's a little radical and little intense, but some devotees do this.
那么呢，可能这有的时候奉献者他们这么去做。
Some of you have been to Vrindavan.
有的人去过 Vrindavan 的吧。
And if you have been to Vrindavan, for sure you've been to Govardhan Hill.
那只要去 Vrindavan, 肯定会去拜访。
And when you do circumambulation around Govardhan Hill,
当你绕拜郭瓦丹山的时候。
You come to this place at the very southern part of Govardhan Hill.
那么你会去到高瓦丹山脚下的一个不起眼的一个地方。
There's this deity of Lauta Baba, right?
那个地方有 Lauta Baba 的神像。
And then you start going north on the western side of Govardhan Hill.
然后呢，你朝着这个高瓦丹山的西边再往北走。
And off the side of the road.
然后呢，在拐弯。
There's the cave of Raghava Pandit.
那么就在路边上有 Raghava Pandit 曾经待过的山洞。
Raghava Pandit is the devotee who took Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda on Govardhan Parikrama, all the places of Krishna's pastimes there.
那么 Raghava Pandit 他曾经带着 Narottam Das Thakur 还有
The places of Lord Chaitanya's of Krishna's pastimes around Govardhan Hill.
Narottam Das Thakur and another
Shyamananda.
Shyamananda 他带着这个 Narottam Das Thakur 和 Shyamananda 一起绕拜了主 Krishna 上演消时光的所有的这些圣地。
He was a vastly learned and very devoted individual.
Raghava Pandit, 他是一位 非常学识非常渊博的一位 Pandit， 而且是非常杰出的奉献者。
And he chanted his japa in a cave.
他坐在山洞里念诵圣名。
There's like this tunnel that goes down and down and down.
有一个隧道，沿着这个隧道不断的深入的朝里走。
And he went deep in the cave just to chant the holy name so nothing would distract him.
然后呢，他就去到这个洞的深处，在那里坐着。没有什么能够打扰他，在他念诵的时候。
His senses wouldn't distract him, others wouldn't distract him.
那么他的感官不会让他分心，其他的事物也不会让他分心。
Then there's another example like this, where another devotee whose name I can't remember, but he built these 3-foot-thick walls, and then, you know, like a room that had 3-foot-thick walls inside another room that had 3-foot-thick walls inside another room that had 3-foot-thick walls. It might have been Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. That's where he went inside this very secluded place just so nothing would, no sound, nothing would distract him from the holy name.
还有一个例子，也许我不太记得他的名字，也许是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya。他就是建了这样的一个房子，就是有着三面墙的一个房子里面，房子里面又建了一个只有三面墙的一个房子，然后这个房子里面又建了一个三面墙的房子，也就是他把自己放在这种非常万籁俱寂的这样的一个空间当中，没有什么能够让他分心的，而且是里面一片漆黑，只能听到音震。
So this second type of inattentiveness is distraction.
那第二种第二类不专注呢就是分心。
So a remedy is go on the opposite side. Just be very determined to be not distracted. Just do one thing.
治愈这个分心的补救措施就是反过来，你非常的专注的专注在你所专注的目标，应该专注的目标上，下定决心的不三心二意。
Because from this one thing, all other good things will come.
因为做到这一点，所有其他的好的事物就会出现。
That's the definition that Lord Chaitanya gives of faith.
这就是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu给信心下的定义。
What's the definition of faith?
信心的定义是什么？
Shraddha shabde vishvas kahe sudrita nishchaya. Faith means confidence that if I achieve this one thing, all other desirable things will come.
那么这个信心的含义是相信我只要达成一件事情，所有其他称心如意的一切都会到来。
So what's that one thing?
那一件事情是什么呢？
Attentiveness to chanting.
专注的念诵圣名。
And what's behind that attentiveness? The desire to be in your relationship with Krishna once again.
这专注的背后是什么呢？就是你渴望和 Krishna 的那种永恒的关系就会被达成。
Of those four items, it was the item that said, establish your relationship with the holy name.
我们大家都知道，经常提到了提高唱诵圣名质量的四个方法，这其中的一个方法就是和圣名建立起关系。
I've just expanded on that little message. Establish your relationship or cultivate your relationship with the holy name.
我只是在此稍稍的对这一点进行了扩充，与圣名建立关系。
From that one thing.All other desirable things.
只要从这一点上，所有其他称心的如意的一切都能够达成。
Supposing your attention goes to the other desirable things.
假如你的注意力专注在其他的想欲的事物上。
You'll get a shadow or a reflection of the desirable thing, but not the desirable thing.
那么呢，你得到的只是那种渴求得到了这个对方的那个影子，而并不是那个真实的那个东西。
Hare Rama Eva Kevalam. The holy name is everything.
圣名是一切。
So it's
9:35.
And I didn't finish the chapter.
我还没有讲完这一章呢。
And it didn't allow for questions.
我也没有允许大家提问。
So to be continued later.
所以呢，待会儿再继续吧。
I don't know. Next time I come to Beijing.
After go to that new place.
No, I'm not going to go to the new place.
那可能就没时间去呢。可以看那个图片，就是在这边长跑。
Next time I come to Beijing, I'll continue, because I'll finish the book.
那么呢，下一次来北京的时候，我再继续吧。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ki.
我讲了，后面的
不讲，不讲了，去看那个地方，你知道吗？
我们一直四部两下啊。
等会儿，我拿上去给你找，因为我现在一直想不起来在哪里。
Surabhi has that video of the planetarium.
Surabhi 他有昨天放的那个星际庙宇的那个录像资料。
So, if you want a copy, you can bother her.
如果大家想要的话，可以找我。
You may want to give it to
昨天放的那个。
You may want to give it to somebody so they can bother that somebody.
我就讲了是吧？他讲课吧。